Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to make a special announcement. It is October, and it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Here at Soul Sister Enterprise, we are for raising awareness and promoting education. So please know you will hear new commercials today to celebrate the awareness that we are bringing and making sure that no one suffers in silence, because silence is deadly.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
He says I am a loser.
Worthless. Unattractive.
Stupid.
Crazy.
Selfish.
Broken.
Ungrateful.
Damaged.
Frigid.
Unsupportive.
A bad wife.
A bad mother.
A bad daughter.
Nothing without him.
You don't have to let your partner's voice tell you who you are. If you are being abused, you can get help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
Soul Sister Radio.
Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. Glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Radio.
Welcome to 4 International Soul Sisters. Sista Radio. I am your producer, Maria DiGiovanni, welcoming you to the Soul Sista Experience. First, a special thank you to our station sponsor, ImageMakeoverProgram.com, who make it possible to record live and broadcast worldwide. We invite you to get ready to enjoy the show. Take it away, my Soul Sista.
Thank you, Maria. Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday, and this is Becky Phillips, your host for Heart for Worship, and I hope everyone is having a wonderful morning this morning, and everyone had a great week. I have just been crazy busy, oh my goodness. I'm sure as many of you listening are parents, and I'm sure many of you have children. Busy in sports as I do. I have a volleyballer and a football player, and last week was just, well, the whole month since school started has been crazy, so I did myself a favor and took a day off on Friday and just decided to rest, and I'm just so thankful that I was able to do that. Sunday's here, and so now it's my time where I bring some wonderful worship music to you and give you some time to rest and time to be with your Father and let Him pour His love on you and let you pour your love on Him. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, B&B Remodelers and ImageMakeoverProgram.com. I also want to say thank you to Iron Angels of Trinity Wellness. Without your support, we would not be here week after week, and we really enjoy being here just for the listeners and those that are tuning into the archives. That's what we're here for. We're here to bring a message of hope and healing and the love of Christ to you wherever you're at. If you're like me and you have sports 24/7, you could be sitting at a tournament this weekend watching your son and daughter play and be missing out on getting filled up by the word. So that's what we're here to do, is bring it to you wherever you're at. So this morning, before we go into worship, I was reading in Hebrews this morning, so I just wanted to bring one small scripture to you before we go into worship. And Hebrews is they still really don't know who the author of Hebrews is. There's several debates on who it is, but it was a very scholared writer, and it's a book of exhortations, and I love exhorting. I think we need more of it in this world where we're coming on an age where everybody has something negative to say and the atmosphere around us is just so negative. We need to remember that life and death is in the power of the tongue and the things that we speak, especially as we go into the month of October and it being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It doesn't have to be just physical abuse. It starts with emotional and verbal abuse as well. So we hold life and death in our tongue, and we need to do more exhorting and less tearing down. And so as we go into worship this morning, I ask you to bring praises to your Father and understand that He inhabits the praises of His people. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips that confess His name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for which such sacrifices God is pleased." And what he really means in this scripture is they're talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament. They're talking about how in Old Covenant times, priests would bring sacrifices into the church after they burnt them outside of the tabernacle, and then they would bring them in to offer them up as sacrifices. And Jesus came and fulfilled the law, and so we are to also be sacrifices to the world and offer praises through who we are and our love for Christ and the praises of our life, the sacrifices of praise to the world around us. And right now it's just an opportune time, I think, with the day and age that we're living in. People are lacking hope. People are lacking inspiration. People are lacking what it is that Jesus has for them. And we need to be that to the world. And we need to remember that to be that to the world, we need to be that in front of and before God as well. So remember, no matter where you're at, I remember an old song I used to sing in church. And it was one of my songs that just made me giggle, because it said, "There's only two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't." And so as we go into worship this morning, remember that you may not have woken up this morning and feel like it, but you're here. You may not have felt like it when you tuned into the archives, but you're here. So act, you know, offer up a sacrifice of praise to God right now and watch Him use His Holy Spirit to just fill you and renew you and build you up and make you ready to face the world in the week. Enjoy the worship music.
Put your hands together, come on.
won't run dry.
Your mercy. overtake me, overtake my heart and mind, exceed my imagination. Say, overwhelm me with your mercy and grace. Mercy. Overtake me.
Overtake me.
Oh, Lord. Overtake my heart and mind. Exceed my imagination.
Exceed my imagination. More than we could ever ask or think.
Overflow.
One moment and look back over our shoulders and see how far God has brought us. To see that we would not be here tonight had God not preserved us, protected us, put his hand on us, put angels all around us. And so tonight may every tongue be loosed from the prison of complaining and find liberty and praise. May every hand be free to clap and to be lifted. May every voice be raised. That wherever the name of Jesus is mentioned, may there be a testimony that the heavens are open, the doors are open, the windows are open, our hearts are open, and he is more than enough. He is our El Shaddai. He is our Lord forever. Everybody that believes it ought to put those hands together, ought to lift up your voice right now. Generational favor coming upon you, that God's blessing will put you in places beyond your education, open up doors beyond your training, that God will drop you in the middle of the biggest days of your life, and that God will give this generation an abiding presence, something that you don't have to stir up, something that you don't have to crank up, something that doesn't have to be worked up, but may God set up His tabernacle among His people, and may the presence of God be with you. May God bless you and strengthen this day and this generation in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say it.
For us each and every day. And we thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. We thank you that we can come to you in our every present need, Lord, and that we can just be ourselves before you, Lord, and that even when we come before you and don't have the ability to praise, that you can put the ability to praise in our heart, Lord, and that we can express that with our lips. Lord, your word says that we are to hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who is faithful and has promised to be faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Father, we're living in perilous times, and I just thank you, Lord, that we can come together here on Sunday mornings on Soul Sister Radio, and that we can bring your message of hope and healing to those that are out in the world, Lord. And I just pray that you would gird us up, that you would lift us up, and that you would wrap us up in your care. Lord, I just ask for blessings for the next hour over Maria, Lord. I just ask that you would just give her the words that you would want her to speak. And I just thank you for your son, and I thank you for all the listeners. And I just pray, Lord, that you will just continue to bless this ministry so that we can be a blessing to others. We love you and praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Stay tuned. Church Reboot coming up next.
Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is a special announcement as it is October and it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Here at Four International and Soul Sister Enterprise, we are a platform that elevates and empowers those who have gone through, have made it to the other side, and are now making a difference with what it is that we, our testimony is. So please be aware that you will be hearing new commercials all throughout the show today. So if you know anybody that needs to hear these things, please bring them to Soul Sister Enterprise, and they will be able to hear them all through the month of October and throughout the rest of our time on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much, and here we go.
Soul Sister Radio.
He says I am a loser.
Worthless. Unattractive.
Stupid.
Crazy.
Selfish. Broken.
Ungrateful.
Damaged.
Frigid.
Unsupportive.
A bad wife.
A bad mother.
A bad daughter.
Nothing without him.
You don't have to let your partner's voice tell you who you are. If you are being abused, you can get help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am The Advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
I'm not allowed to spend any money.
If I wear makeup, he says I look like a whore.
He's made it clear my family isn't welcome.
I used to have friends, but we never even go out anymore.
But at least he's never hit me, right?
Psychological abuse is the root of all abusive relationships, whether there are bruises or not. If you feel helpless and like your voice has been taken, there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
Actually, I changed my mind. Welcome to Soul Sister Enterprise. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to our show and with Church Reboot. And thank you so much, Becky. Actually, I want to play a different song, and this is going to go into kind of follow up on what we did last week. But before we do that song, I want to say a special prayer. We're going to open up in prayer. Maria, I'm going to ask you to do it, but I also want you to send a special prayer to Chuck Smith. Pastor Chuck Smith was a huge, huge voice here in Southern California. He started Calvary Chapel here in Southern California, and he passed away this past week. So I want to make sure that we send a special prayer out to Chuck Smith and his family. And I also want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat room this morning. We have Marie, who's in there, so please, if you have any questions, she'll be able to help you. And go ahead and, you know, enjoy the time with Marie in the chat room. And I also want to thank all of our archive listeners. It is also a pleasure to see that our numbers are going up after our school is back in session. So, Marie, if you could open us up, and then I'm going to start us off with a song called The Gift. And this song is a follow-up to last week to really understand what it is that that it truly is your work. So, Marie, go ahead and open us up in prayer, and then we will start off with The Gift.
Lord Father God, I pray in you that you would just be with Chuck Smith's family as they mourn the loss of their dear loved one. But, Father God, we know he is with you, and he's in heaven watching down upon all his loved ones. Lord, we pray in you that you would just help us today through this service, and that you would just lead, guide, and direct our footsteps in the way you would have us to go. Lord, just help us to always let our light shine before others, that they would see you through us, and that they would want to get to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for this day and all that you've done for us and all you're going to do. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. And again, before I start, it's been a weird day right before. Let me just share with you before the show started. Lauren started going through some stuff, and lo and behold, where we are, we've had some guests with us. So the enemy shows up in the strangest of places. But before we go forward, we're going to be speaking today on getting to the other side and really understanding what that means. But in order for us to go to the other side, sometimes we have to go backwards. And last week, we talked about what it is to really know and understand your value and your worth. And so this song I wanted to play last week, but God said, go ahead and play it this week, because really, we're getting ready to birth one of my biggest dreams. And Corrine, you have watched me for a long time. And this particular weekend that we're coming up to, we are doing our first Four Leadership Restoration Weekend. And this is what Four was birthed for. And Corrine, we're finally going to do it. We're going to have fun. And it's been such a gift for me to be able to watch my testimony through your eyes and to really understand my value and worth. And it's been such a gift. And we tend to forget. And I really wanted to grasp that all of us that are here, that come together every week, that are dedicated to really elevating and empowering each other, I really wanted you to really understand your value and worth and why it is so important when you have these special diamonds in your collection to also take the time to go to the other side and take care of them and clean them. But so I want you to sit back and listen to this song, and it's called The Gift.
A poor orphan girl named Maria was walking to market one day. She stopped for to rest by the roadside, where a bird with a broken wing lay. A few moments passed till she saw it, for its feathers were covered with sand. But soon clean wrapped, it was traveling in the warmth of Maria's small hand. She happily gave her last peso on a cage made of rushes and twine. She fed it loose corn from the market and watched it grow stronger. Now the Christmas Eve service was coming, and the church shone with tinsel and light, and all of the townfolk brought presents to lay by the manger that night. There were diamonds, incense, and perfume, packages fit for a king. But for one ragged bird in a small cage, Maria had nothing to bring. She waited till just before midnight, so no one would see her go in. And crying, she knelt by the manger, for her gift was unworthy of him. Then a voice spoke to her through the darkness, Maria, what brings you to me? If the bird in the cage is your offering, open the door, let me see. Though she trembled, she did as he asked her, and out of the cage the bird flew, soaring up into the rafters on a wing that it healed good. Just then the midnight bells rang out, and the little bird started to sing.
song that no words could recapture, whose beauty was fit for a king. Now Maria felt blessed just to listen to that cascade of notes sweet and long, as her offering was lifted to heaven by the very first nightingale's song.
Last week, when we were talking about your value and your worth, that the four ambassador program were all this little bird, and all of us have been broken, and God has restored us, and it's been an amazing journey. And Corrine, I want you to share a little bit going into this, and I'm a little overwhelmed going into this weekend. What you've watched and what you've watched God produce with nothing with this organization over the last few years.
Thank you, Maria. Yes, I'm all too familiar with how near and dear all of this is, not only to all of us, but especially to you. You truly are the leader and the creator of four. And I remember just watching you go from choosing a name and to learning how to operate a business and going from not knowing anything about computers to creating websites and now producing internet radio programs. And I have watched you go through the personal lessons while God has been preparing you for this, all of this. And this coming weekend is a celebration of all of it. And I don't think that there's a single one of us that can turn and look back and say, I'm the same person that I was 3-4 years ago. I mean, in my time of my friendship with you, you and I are new creations. You know, the old mold is broken down, and we haven't seen what God has completely in store for us, but we know that we're, you know, a new creation in Him, and I see it in you, and I know that you see it in me. And so this weekend is just a time, I think, to come together and to celebrate. You know, it's been a long haul, and there's still so much more to go, but it's a time to look back and be grateful and enjoy as we gear up for the next round, whatever God has in store for us. But I just want to thank you personally for being the leader, for being the motivator, the mind behind all of this. It's a beautiful thing to watch, and I'm really grateful to you.
As you also know, God has given us pennies, and it's kind of funny that all of us are here, and really we all come from very humble places. And some of us have had more than others at times, but most of us are really working for God. And one of the things that I know and understand is that when it's God's will, it's God's bill, and therefore it's His deal. And I don't really worry about too much. And again, we've produced amazing things. And this weekend, we're going to be talking about going to the other side, because next weekend we're going to be on the other side. And what does that really mean? And I want to go to a scripture, and that is Mark 4, 35 through 41. And there's a part of the scripture, and I'm going to go ahead and read it. Again, it's Mark 4, 35 through 41. And Kate, if you're there, if you have a Bible with you, if you could open that up to Mark 4, 35 through 41. I'm not sure if you have it. Do you?
I don't have the Bible with me right this second.
Okay, no worries. Okay. Becky, do you? This scripture, again, let's go just, let me see if I can do it because I'm dyslexic.
I have it if you need it.
Oh, thank you. Mark 4, 35 through 41. Please, sit back and listen.
Mark 4, 35 through 41. The day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you care if we drown? Or don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
The main text on that, that the day when the evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go to the other side." Here's the point that I want you all to make. The next part, leaving the crowd behind. And sometimes going, and Kareen, you knew, one of the things that was very, very hard for me to do was leaving behind the fact that I was going from a nonprofit organizational thought to a for-profit entity. That was really difficult because I really felt that I was abandoning. When I went from not focusing on the victims, wow, the guilt I felt. I felt like that I needed to go to the other side. I needed to leave that crowd behind. And really the guilt and condemnation that I had against myself was overwhelming. But I still continued to follow what God said, and I went to the other side. But it was heart-wrenching. One of the things that we have to focus on is there are people out there that can take care of the victims and the survivors. But God kept saying, you need to go to the other side. And I really wasn't sure what that meant until I read that next part, leaving the crowd behind. And four, as you know, is becoming more and more exclusive. This weekend that we're coming up to is a time for us, leaders of the organizations that are taking care of the victims. God bless those leaders. The women that are taking care of the survivors, God bless all of them. But what happens when we're tired, the leaders? Where do we go? We don't look like the victims anymore. We don't act like the victims anymore. We're not just surviving anymore, because surviving, what does surviving look like? Surviving looks like you're in the wave, the water is going, and all of a sudden a big wave knocks you down and you get up. That's surviving. We're not doing that anymore. We're resting on the side of the ocean going, wow, that wave's pretty big. Here it comes. What are we going to do about it? Okay, that's where we are. So now we're ready to go to the other side. But all of us here, really understand what this means. And some of us feel like it's almost running away from our responsibilities. What are we going to do? We have these kids that we have to take care of. Kareen, I practically begged you, saying you better be there on Sunday because I have waited years for this time to play. But how hard is it? Kate, a mother of how many? How hard is it to take the time to rest, leave the crowd behind, and in your particular case, when it comes to your children, it's the crowd, and just go and take care of you, especially as a mother?
Yeah, it's very difficult. Like you're saying, you know, you kind of have that, as a mother, you always want to take care of everything and be responsible for the kids and everything, and I'm going through kind of a tough time anyway with no steady income right now. And last night I was at a worship service because I just needed to sit and soak in the presence of the Lord. So I was at a two-hour worship service, and a complete stranger came up to me and said, she said, "I speak the peace of God on you, the peace that surpasses all understanding." And the world's going to look at you and they're going to say, "Well, she's really nonchalant about this. She should be doing this and that, and she should be worrying and running around and God has told me from the beginning, over a month now in this situation, do not do any of those things. And she confirmed that, but just sitting in his presence and soaking it in and renewing who I am in the Lord and getting back in touch with him in a worshipful way was what I needed. And it doesn't matter what the world says to do. He's going to take me to the other side of this circumstance, and I am not allowed to be fearful or to worry. And that, it's a source of guilt, but it's also a source of great freedom in the Lord. So I have to let go of the guilt because that's not from God. Just rest in him. And I see you doing that too, Maria, and it's an amazing thing. When you rest and you just go with the waves as they come and you just ride the waves till the next one, God, like you said, when it's God's deal, it's God's bill, and he takes care of it. And that's what I see with four right now, is that God is just getting the business done, and we're just along for the ride.
Yeah, enjoy it, right? The song that we're going to play first is called Runaway by Matt Kearney. And truly, nobody else knows what we've gone through. Nobody else knows the troubles that we have seen. Nobody else knows what we're going through today, especially with our clients that we have. God bless all of the clients in the Image Makeover Program, and know that God is with you. Please know that God is with you no matter how dark it may appear. But nobody else knows, but we have the right to run away every once in a while and just break free and feel that. So I want you just to sit back and listen to the words of Runaway by Matt Kearney, if I can find it, and here we go. have totally broken free, and I've watched you get into the boat. I've watched the storms hit you upside the head. I've watched you go down to the bottom yelling in Jesus, Jesus coming up going, what is wrong? I've watched you take the steps. What does it mean to go to the other side for you?
For me, it's a very, what is the word I'm looking for? I treasure it and I protect it, because for me, going to the other side is tuning out the world and just spending time with God. And really, that means seriously not listening to anything anybody is telling me, but really just tuning and focusing in on God. Now, I know God can impart through other people, but sometimes I just need to tune the voices out, and I need to tune the world out, and I need to tune everyone's opinions out. And, you know, God bless them. I love everybody's, you know, caringness enough to want to impart in my life. But sometimes when you're walking through a storm, you get the waves are conflicting messages, and that's what the waves look like in your life. It's people telling you different things. So to me, going to the other side, and I remember it's funny you're talking about this, I remember 10, 11 years ago, the first time I ever got the message of going to the other side was when I went and when I met you at the pageant I went to. That was my first official trip to the other side. I was going away from every bit of chaos in my life, alone, away from my children, away from my husband at the time, away from everything, just to be alone with me and girl time and around all those women. And it was refreshing for me. It girded me up. It gave me new renown, you know, a new strength, a new determination, a new focus. And so I think, you know, Jesus knew. He knew when he was exasperated and when the people had exasperated him. He knew that just as much as he was the Son of God, he's also Son of Man. And he understood all those emotions and those feelings and everything that we walk through. And he was experiencing too. And he's like, okay, it's enough. I'm going to the other side. And I'm thankful that he tells us to do it too.
Oh, I am so grateful that he tells us to do it too. And funny that you mentioned that, because I posted the picture that the photographer had taken that year. And I remember, because I was always behind him orchestrating you guys, and it's a beautiful picture, and there's so many amazing memories of that time when we first met, Becky. And really, it changed a lot of lives, and that's what I'm feeling, especially with Tammy, who won the pageant that year. Her coming down to sing for the event is just, I haven't seen her in, gosh, for almost as long as it's been since I've seen you. So it's an amazing thing. The other side is your prayer life, your openness to the moving of God in your life, to your battle against sin, your discipline in the Word of God, your approach in worship, and your walk with the Lord as a whole. And that truly, to me, is what the other side looks like. And so Sunday night, we're going to have a lot of fun on Saturday. We're going to the Crime Survivors dub release on Saturday morning, and we're going to have booths, and it's going to be so much fun. And we're going to then go to the Orange Circle, and we're going to do a scavenger hunt. And Marie has got a whole bunch of great stuff for us to find on the scavenger hunt. And then we're going to go to Watson's Drugs. And Corrine, you know how much I love Watson's Drugs. And we're going to have Elevate with Kate. Kate's going to talk there. But on Sunday or Saturday night, we're going to get into pajamas. And we're going to have candles. And we're going to have music. And we're going to have our alone time and our together time. And am really looking forward to this, because it is what I believe that I need more than anything. And if I need this time, then I know that all of the others that have been walking the front line, defending the faith, defending the hope in other people, making sure that we filter everything through the Holy Spirit at all times. And Corrine, you know what I'm telling you is true. And Kate, you've witnessed why I have to do it. It's an incredible thing to be in armor 24/7. And a lot of us are armored up waiting for anything because we have been called to be put on the front line. So I think on Saturday night, we're going to get to a place where we're going to have to be silent just a little bit. So this next song, I want you just to sit back and listen to, because I want us to really get that space where we truly feel alive, alive and not just existing in our own skin. Some of us tend to do that because it's easier just to exist. It's our normal. But we're not called to do that. We're called to be alive. He died so we didn't have to. So please, sit back and listen to Jennifer Lopez and Alive. I am so looking forward to Saturday night so I can sit before God and open up my cage and know that we have cultivated a team of amazing women who may have had a broken wing at one time in our life, but we are ready to soar to the rafters and sing the most amazing song that we have in our spirit to God that night. And that's why it's so important that only the members of this organization, the ones that truly understand the depth of what it is that cost to get us to this place, that is why we will go ahead and collectively take every woman that wants to come into this organization, and we will each get to know them and understand who they are, because this team understands that together everyone achieves more, and we also understand each other's value and our worth. And not only that, since we've been there for each other, as we've wiped away each other's tears, we know what it's like to buff the facets of the diamonds that are set in this platinum crown that God has upon all of our heads. We've taken it out from within, and now we're ready to wear it. So ambassadors that are candidates, those that are ready, we're ready to go ahead if you are. This is a personal choice between you and God. This is your opportunity to really set the record straight. Are you an ambassador for him, his bride? This is what Sunday night is about. For you to really remake that commitment. Is this really what you want? Because be careful what you ask for. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. And we all know that it's a really, really rough road out there. We don't have to continue telling each other the stories. We know them. We breathe them. We understand them. We hear them. We, in our dreams, some of us. So I just want to thank these incredible women that show up every week, and they are dedicated to their individual dreams that God has called them to do. But in order for us to be able to continue to move forward and do them, we have to take the time to go to the other side, leave the crowds behind, and just really take care of ourselves, because we truly don't know how much time we have left. And somebody wanted to say something. Anybody? I thought I heard something. No? Okay, no problem. Kate, you've been helping this week really take forward to the next level as far as business goes. I would like for you to share what it's like that we are now getting ready to get to the other side. What does it feel like watching all of this, especially from the perspective of where you're coming from?
Well, it's exciting for me because when I lost my regular employment, Maria and I met, and she said, well, now you're working for God, as in for International. I absolutely am, and it's a whole new ball game. And what I've been working on this week is some corporate documents, and it's putting the flesh and bones on the spirit of what for is. It's seeing it start to take a form that the world will recognize, even though we already recognize it. I just feel like I'm seeing something come to life that we've hoped and dreamed for. We're powerful women who are anointed by God to be in leadership, come together, they lift up each other's arms, and they, as you said, together everyone achieves more. It's our effect and our influence is multiplied, and we will be a voice of leadership around the world for our Lord, and that's what excites me. It's a very exciting time. It's seeing something new come alive. It's going to change millions of lives. I prophesy that, and I believe it with all my heart, that us working together and following God's leadership and stepping up and being the leaders he created us to be, we will change this world. That's my goal, and that's what I see for doing.
Corrine, there's something that you and I have walked this path for, gosh, I don't even know how many. But one of the things that we continue to do is, and I've watched it over and over again, both with you and with me, and since we are transparent, accountable, and right there on the front lines, sometimes we forget ourselves. Can you share with our audience a little bit about what it's like to really have to stop and remember me? How hard is it to really remember yourself when you especially are putting together a blended family and just adult children, young children? Just how hard is it, and how can we stay focused on me, especially as a mother, okay, when me doesn't sound good, it sounds selfish?
Well, there are so many layers that stand in our way between taking the necessary time for ourselves, and every single one of them is mortal mind or the serpent. And you touched on a few of them. I mean, one of them, it's who am I to take time for myself when I have all of these things going on? And the world is throwing things at us so quickly to distract us from being quiet and still and in the present moment. And then another level is when you try to enter into a still and quiet moment, do you recognize the mortal mind, how quickly you can start with "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." What are we doing for dinner tonight? You know, you get sidetracked 1 minute into trying to still your mind or just praying. And so you know that if it's acting that diligently to try to distract you and get your attention, that there's something there that it doesn't want you to see. And recently did a show just on how your entrance into the kingdom of heaven is going within, and it's being in the present moment. And so our children and the world and our lives and everything going so fast around us and the countless responsibilities, and I had single motherhood and so did Maria, and it's just, wow, it's really, really hard. But I think the answer lies in knowing that the way to the kingdom of heaven is through yourself. It's going inward, and you have to discipline yourself to make that your first priority. Because when you're in line with God, everything else takes care of itself. When you realize that God is responsible for bringing everything into fruition in your life, as long as you're in line with Him, then you can rest. You know, Jesus again said, "My yoke is easy," and we just need to surrender it and give it up and make God our priority, whether it's a new schedule of getting up in the morning and taking 5-10 minutes, learning to meditate, going to yoga, you know, something that will force you to slow down. And when you start doing that, you see the fruits of it. And then you get hungry for it, and you want it, and you'll start protecting that time. But to start it, it's really foreign.
You know, it's funny, as you're sitting there talking about that, Corinne, the scripture that comes to mind is, "Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all things will be added unto you."
Amen.
And as a mom, I really have been feeling like the Lord's pressed upon me lately to just take the worry and leave it at His feet, and the concerns and all those things of being a mom and a parent and, you know, all the things that we go through. It's just like, I've got it. It's all under control. You just focus on my kingdom and me, and everything else, like you said, will take care of itself, and there's a peace that comes with that. And I really believe that the best thing that we can do is do that, because that's the example we need to leave our kids, especially in this generation of, I heard it said the other day, white noise. There's always something distracting our children. There's always something that they've got, you know, Xbox or cell phone or TV show or homework, or there's always something that is preoccupying their time where they can't be still. So I think we have to be the main examples of that right now to our children, more so than trying to be super parents. We need to be that to our children and let them see the example, so that they have a desire to see the joy that's in us, and they want what we have, just as we're supposed to be to the world. But anyway, that just came to mind as you were talking about that.
No, I think that's perfect, and I also agree with you that, you know, if we think it's up to us to completely take care of our children and make sure that they're not completely distracted into things that are harmful for them, but really acknowledge, you know, God is the parent and he's their parent. And when we can take our claws out of it and just know that he is rightfully governing our children, you wouldn't, you know, he's going to speak to them in ways that we could never imagine, you know. We'll have help. He said it's a solitary in families. We are one big family. There will be a good influence in their lives. The right person will come along. A good distraction will come to put them back in line when we relinquish it to his government, which is perfect.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Sorry.
And also, Maria, the thing that as we're sitting here talking today, another scripture that, you know, really comes to mind that has been imparted to me over the last year is that, you know, God's two greatest commandments, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And I've shared with you before, the thing that my kitty's meowing. The thing that he shared with me in that is that when he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, with all your soul, you know, God resides and lives and dwells in our heart and our spirits and our souls, and our spirits are one with him. And if we're supposed to love ourselves or love our God, we have to love ourselves if this is where he dwells and this is where he, you know, lives and this is where on earth he is to the world. And if we can't do that, then how can we love our neighbor if we don't love ourselves?
Amen. And that's so true. So sometimes, you know, you have people that want to be in your life and they tell you, I love you or this and that, but you really watch how they take care of themselves and you go, wow, if you love me, you love thy neighbor as thyself. Sometimes you don't love yourself very well. And really, it's a good indication, too, on the people that we should have in our lives as well. And it's, I don't know why that just came up, but we're getting ready to go into the last few minutes of our show. And normally I don't talk too much about my personal life or why I do the things that I do. But it is October, and it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And the last song is called I Remember Me. And this song is sung by Jennifer Hudson, who lost 3 people to domestic violence in her family, her mother, her brother, and her 7-year-old nephew. And when I first started this, trust me, and brame.biz was birthed, I did not want to talk about my story. It was not something I wanted to go into. However, there is a cycle of abuse that continues to go on. And I don't know if very many of you know that my mother-in-law, my ex-mother-in-law, my first mother-in-law, she was murdered by her husband. It was her second husband. And so Lauren's grandmother was murdered by her husband in front of her children. And that is a cycle that needed to end. And Jennifer Hudson also has lived that cycle. As you know, I think Kate, you too have lived a cycle of abuse. Corrine, you've lived a cycle of abuse. Marie, you've lived in a cycle of abuse. Becky, at one time, you had lived in a cycle of abuse. But truly, who is our biggest abuser? We are. The person who is reflecting in the mirror is our biggest abuser. So this song is, I want you to sit back and listen to it, because it's going into this weekend. It's not about our story. It truly is not about our story. It is about what we're doing with the story. And because we're on the front lines all the time, it's hard and it's difficult to remember yourself. So this weekend coming up, I want everyone to put away all their guilt of leaving their kids behind. I want you to put away all of the thoughts of anything else, because we've all have things that we have gone through, really difficult things, murder, domestic violence, sexual assault, physical abuse, violence. I'm going to play one more spot on the domestic violence, then we're going to go into I Remember Me. But before we do, Becky, I so wish that you could be with us next week. You're going to be missed, but I want you to share a little bit of what you've been watching, and are you going to be with us on Skype?
I am sure going to try to be with you on Skype, and I wish that I could be there. I really do, and I'm hoping that next year I can be, but with it being my son's senior year and his last three games, I just, you know, it's a transition for him, and I just, and for me, and it's bittersweet after so many years of watching him on the field. So I don't want to miss a moment and a memory, and I know you understand that. But so I will definitely try to be there, whatever I got to do with Skype, my laptop will allow it, should be.
Perfect. I can't wait. And we have Kate. And notice, I will call each one of you by name. Kate, would you like to say anything before we go? And how do you feel about next week coming up?
Well, I am just looking forward to a time to be with my soul sisters and get to know each other better. And like I said, when we're together, I believe that our power, our influence, and our effect on this world expands exponentially. It's not just multiplication, it's exponentially. And I'm just, I haven't really met very many of us in person, and I'm really looking forward to that and forward to a time of refreshing. And as you said, just let go of the guilt and just be free for a weekend. So that's what I'm looking for.
Corrine, any last words?
No, I just wanted to thank you for orchestrating what's coming up. It's so important to remember that the level on which the problems arise, we can't solve them on that level, and that's really the need for the restoration, to get away, to be quiet, to commune. And I have just a sense that God's going to be working through us next weekend with new ideas and collaboration and new efforts and ways to make the company grow and to bless others. So I think that's what I'm most interested in, is to see what God's got in store for us. But thank you.
Amen. Marie, why don't you close us out in prayer? And I know you're going to be with us all weekend via Skype. And even though you can't be with us in person, we are so excited that you're going to be here via Skype. So close us out, and then we will go into I Remember Me. And ladies, we're going to go to the other side, and we are going to rest, restore, and remember ourselves.
Lord, Father, I'm praying to you. I thank you for this service today, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing with us and through us. Lord, help all these women that are going to go to this conference next week, that they'll be a blessing to each other and to have the restoration that they need, Lord, and the rest, Lord, and just to empower each other. Lord, I thank you for this day, and just be with us throughout the week. In Jesus' name, amen.
I remember me staring at myself. See these things to eyes, see these things to feet. I remember you, who I used to be. You still look the same, but you don't hurt like me. Look in my reflection, somewhere my affection disappeared. Isn't here nothing left to say? Memories they fade in, but I'm the one who made them. So I keep the love close enough to say, what if it's like stop living, scared of what we'll see. 'Cause in this world, anything can hurt you, push you then forget.
In this life, anything can hurt you, push you then forget you, erase your history. But I remember me.
He says if I leave, he will kill me.
He was sobbing and swore it would never happen again.
He's under so much stress. I'm really the only one who understands him.
He says he can't live without me.
I have nowhere else to go.
Nobody would believe me. If you are in an abusive relationship, it often feels as though you've lost your voice. You deserve a better life, and there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sista Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.
Soul Sista Radio.